Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, your sons and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. Truth, hate kill Jesus, but love raising him up. Always worried about what man is doing and God I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God is above me.
That's what
he is. He is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, he tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offered the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes,
he is Lord.
She was spellbound. Say yes, but your boy had to turn around. Thank Jesus, believe that it's going down. And what they talking about? They hit their booth with their mediocre raps, and they missing all the facts. Please tell me where they at. I stick to the mic, I drop hard tracks, and Satan get attacked, bring the pain to him. No remorse in the furnace.
This is warfare with the powers of the air, still learning. Hellfire won't burn us, won't burn us. Still repenting of my sins, I'm forgiven, but I'm still serving. Lord, know that he learned us. And with the four-faced creatures coming, Lucifer, know it's curtains. On the level, see angelical. The Holy Spirit be a comforter, and Jesus is my coverer. Warfare, yeah, let's take it there. You can call it gospel rap, homie, I don't care. Whatever it is, you know who I'm running with. Whatever the biz, you know what I'm coming with. So sing a song for the underrated. Sing a song for the most hated. Say a prayer for the ones hating. You ain't seen hellfire, what you really say? You ain't seen hellfire, man, stop playing.
Rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do.
Pray over ridicule. Critics, they watching their diagnosis. Some of their music is pitiful. Yes, right, I mean he deserved the most. Heavy to jam when you listen to it. Touching us, so we gon' take it back. This is a solo endeavor. Just wait till I rip up with Jason Mack. But back to the principle, all individuals coming to Christ. Ultimate sacrifice, wisdom precise. Dead on with aim, Lucifer name. Open the dungeon, repay him with pain. Loosen the chain, only to go back inside of the flames. This is repayment in Jesus the game. Die for the truth and the words that I'm saying. The aliens faking like visitors. They perpetrate life with their signatures. They destined to die with their pyramids. Like Osiris and Horus and Pharaoh did. Who tripping? Who tripping? They tripping. The fallen, they have no petition. Never been blinded by Babylon's system.
Rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2, Satan and the dark side, I don't fear like you do, I don't feel like you do either, Jesus is the Lord. You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, we appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, and yes ma'am, we up in the building today. And today's topic is God says, not even Noah, Daniel, or Job. Yeah. Not even Noah, Daniel, or Job. Yeah. Will be able to any seed. Yeah, when God pouring out his wrath and judgment on this earth and getting justice for real, Noah, Daniel, or Job couldn't even intercede for us. Do you humans want God's wrath? Well, do you? Do you humans want God's wrath? Your mouth may say no. Some of y'all might be foolish enough to say yes these days. Your mouth may say no, but your behavior will say another thing. Look at our behavior. We tripping. Yeah, I say our because all have sinned and fall short. So that's including me and you and everybody else. Yeah, look at our behavior, though. Only the difference is we ain't highlighting the wrong. Talking about the wrong. It's wrong. Let's make it right. Look at our behavior, though. We tripping, living, making decisions like God ain't real. But Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. Always has been, always will be. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. Just somebody who picked up God's word and fell in love with God and his word. God's word is the truth. He opposes pride, all of it. Yeah, God opposes all pride. It comes before destruction. Yeah, pride comes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a great fall. And God's word is more real than what we consider reality, because God's word was here before any of this was. Before what we call or think this modern world is, yeah, God's word was here. And it's more real than what we consider reality. God's word says all is vanity. All is meaningless. That's what we call reality and go to chasing it, right? But God's word says all is vanity. And it can be believed because this was from a human who had a relationship with God and had all the wisdom and wealth. Yeah, in the world. Yeah, he had all the influence and everything. Yeah, so he wrote about it in Ecclesiastes to remind us so we wouldn't get caught up in this stuff. And we remember that reality is vanity. All is vanity. And meaningless. Gotta get with God, man. You know what I'm saying? If not, you live in a fraud life, a fake life. And just because you don't understand or believe it, doesn't make it false or fiction. Yeah, the Bible is for believers, and the Bible is for unbelievers too. Yeah, the Bible got the story and the fate and the promotion of believers and the demotion and the fate of unbelievers as well. God's word says all is vanity, meaningless, and just because you don't understand it or believe it doesn't make it false or fiction. And just because we do believe it don't make it true, right? Because Jesus is the truth by himself. Jesus is already the Lord. He's already the truth, the way, and the life. Whether we follow him or not, Jesus is the truth. And check this out. Deep down inside, we all know there is a God and that we will have to answer to God the Almighty one day deep down inside. We all know that there is a God and that we will have to answer to God the Almighty one day. I'm going to say that one more time. Deep down inside. We all know there is a God and that we will have to answer to God the Almighty one day. That's right. Jesus is the Lord. And I hope that's your answer. Jesus is the Lord. That's my answer. I hope that's your answer. If we got to answer to God. So my answer is Jesus. He's the Lord. Jesus, the Lord. That's my answer. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Y'all ain't been seeing what God been doing on the earth since 2020. Y'all talking about seeing clearly? He blocked the vision first. Yeah, the vision of the carnal heads. But he let us see them, those that live by faith. He let us see them clearer than ever. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, Father, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's our prayer for today. You know what I'm talking about? And every day, yes, sir, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We're transparent over here. We're authentic over here. We ain't playing around with Satan over here. We ain't acting like we better than you over here. Nah, that's why I just said, do you humans want God's wrath? And then the next sentence I said, look at our behavior, including myself. We tripping. Said we now, living like God ain't real. Because we be tripping. All have sinned and fall short. We be tripping. We fall short. We come short. We sinned, but we still fall short. We sinned, E-D, but we still come short of God's glory. You know what I'm talking about? And God is the only one that can look in our life and say, yeah, you got this right. You got that right. You got that right. And you got that right, and that right too. But you got this wrong. And since you got this wrong, you're wrong for everything. Yeah, because if you break one of the commandments of God, you're guilty of breaking all of them. Yeah, we all need Jesus. That's why this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Hallelujah. Over here we pray. Just did that. We'll do it again if you need it. Over here we worship and praise. We go into that in a few. We on our way to worship and praising God. Yeah. Over here we got these scriptures that builds our faith, gives us faith in God. And through the scriptures we get our problems solved by doing, because that causes us to put our faith in God with works and faith and action. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, excuse me. We go live, broadcasting live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, as well as Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, we're broadcasting live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern with that hip-hop Bible study, Lil Buddy. Yeah, hip-hop and Jesus. All right. Also, we're going live Saturdays with topics from the All-Knowing One. Yeah, at 11 a.m. And we get all our topics, get all my topics from the Word of God. So I got scriptures about Noah, Daniel, and Job, and what God is saying about them. And we're going to get into that in a few. Right now, we're about to worship and praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Get your heart on God. Get your mind on God. Yeah, come from your heart when you're worshiping and praising him. Yeah, especially during these moments when we're doing it together. We already understand we worship every day. It's a lifestyle. We live unto God. Right now, we're just going to play some music and we're going to worship together. Thank you. Yeah, get your mind on for real, man. Just listen to the words of the songs and let the spirit move you and your heart and your mind into praising and worshiping God. Yeah, expressing your love and your gratitude, your thankfulness to him during these moments. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, God says not even Noah, Daniel, or Job would be able to intercede for these people. You know what I'm talking about? Once I put my wrath out there, we're going to get into scriptures. I got them coming up. But appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's worship and praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. gifts we exalt thee.
Merciful, wonderful God.
Real sweet.
We must praise.
If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye
people.
Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter
who or what we are,
we must praise.
Mm-hmm. lift your hands in the midst of your trouble. When you praise, can you praise and say, bless the Lord. Say, when you praise, when they praise, when the body of Christ gets together and lifts up their voice of what a God, when we praise. Your trial and say, yeah, yeah, when you pray and you say, God is an awesome God, is an awesome God, yeah, when you pray, when we pray, when we pray, when you pray and say, bless, oh, put your hands together in here tonight if you want to.
Your face, paint my fears.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. How about that? Yeah, that's a little worship and praise. Yeah, you are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I enjoyed that. Yeah, worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We up in here. So yeah, man. Today's topic, God says, not even Noah, Daniel, or Job would be able to intercede. And then while we was doing worship and praise, I felt like something was missing from the title, but he put for you. And then hashtag, this is serious, added a hashtag to that thing too. So the title is, God says not even Noah, Daniel, or Job would be able to intercede for you. Hashtag, this is serious. Mm-hmm. This is serious. They want to be proud and make a lot of noise for being wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah, pride is wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. Mm-hmm. Two wrongs don't make it right. Still going to always be wrong. The Bible is clear when it speaks on pride. Okay? And it's not just this, what they call gay pride. No, it's all pride. Pride is what got Lucifer kicked up and turned into the devil. God's word is the truth. He opposes pride. It comes before destruction. And God's word is more real and everlasting than what we consider reality. It's more everlasting than that. Yes. More real. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in. When we are recording live, we record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Please tune in if you can. Yeah, this is good stuff, especially if you're getting blessed by it. Tune on in. And if you don't catch us live, remember you can always Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and pull it up at any time and listen. All right, pull up any episode and listen, man. My name. Children and teenagers, we appreciate you. But when we're recording live, you can call in and be a part of the broadcast. You can call in. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. One more time, 563-999-3702. Again, you can listen that way. You can speak by pressing 1. You can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Go through your little Wi-Fi, your internet, whatever you got to do. Or you can listen, live or from the archives that way as well. It gives you a better quality sound when you're going through the internet or the Wi-Fi, though. However, to listen live, you can enjoy it on your phone as well. All right, so we appreciate you tuning in. Remember, the good newsletter comes out every 2 months. We have our good newsletter comes out every 2 months. All right, get that sent straight to your email for the free. You know what I'm talking about? All right, just if you're interested, hit When Hip Hop Meets the Christ up at gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com, and let me know in the subject line you want the good newsletter, and you will start receiving them. And we appreciate everybody who takes part. Check your email and, at least go in there and look at the newsletter. It's a lot of good stuff, inspirational, powerful, Holy Ghost filled things in there. All right. Also, the books and the album. The audiobook of Look to Me is still available, and the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the hip-hop gospel album by your homie Oasis, that's still available as well. Interested in that? Hit When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Gmail up. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Now we moving along. We moving right along. We going to this segment of the broadcast, which is called the Issues of Life segment of the broadcast. This is where you know, you bring your issue, you bring your problem, you bring your concern. As humans, yeah, you bring your issue, your problem, concern to God. And he's the problem solver. He can turn it all around, and he works it all out for our good. So if you bring it to him and let him work it out, he's going to bring you out into victory, going to make you victorious. Yeah, any problem that we have in life. Yeah, somebody said I got more than one problem. So any problems that we have in life, any issues that we have in life, any concerns that we have in life, this is the knock them down part of the broadcast. The Joshua's Wall, yeah, we knock them down. The issues of life, the problems, the concerns, we take them to God and he going to give us victory. All right? This is also the chance for the thin skin and itching ears. This is your chance to either leave or get your mind and your ears right, get your hearing right. Yeah, you can leave or do something else with yourself because we don't play. This is the kingdom of God, all right? Or you can repent and stay in here because that's the whole heart of God and the whole heart of the Lord Jesus is for you to repent, for all of us to repent. Yeah, stop doing things our way. Choose God's will over your will. Choose what pleases God rather than your own pleasure. Yeah, and God, he'll bless you for real. Yeah, he got pleasures that we don't know nothing about because we be thinking we know something about how we want to be pleased. But that's another topic for another time, huh? Yeah, we're going to please God more than pleasing ourselves. But let me play this, my theme music, because we're on the issues of life part of the broadcast. God versus any issue, any problem or concern of humans, excuse me, equals victory for the humans. Well, here goes the theme music. Hold on right quick.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, vicious rules, they screaming no missionary.
Yeah, the Bible is God's word. It's still the truth. You know what I'm talking about? And it's still relevant. Still fits. And ready. All right, so this is my issue. I do have an issue for today. I got an issue for today. You know what I'm talking about? First, I was just going to read something from the Word of God for us to encourage us as saints, you know, those that got faith in God. I was just going to read something. However, I saw something in the highlights, or the headlines, should I say. I saw something in the headlines that caught my attention because I heard about 2 days ago, maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, I heard some police officer has shot another black male in Georgia, down here where I'm at, but Savannah, Georgia. That's what I heard at first, right? A police had shot and killed a black male. Young black male, I don't know how old he was, but a black male in Savannah, Georgia. So when I got up this morning, after I scheduled the broadcast, I looked in the headlines and I saw another headline and I seen it. And it said something about a black male getting killed by police. So I clicked on it because I thought they was talking about the one in Savannah, and they were not. They were talking about this young black man, 25 years old, named Jalen Walker. 25 years old, Jalen Walker, did the DoorDash thing and what have you. That's what he was doing. He's young, man, trying to find his way in life. Probably, you know, figured it out yet or what have you. Find what he wants to do. But Jalen Walker's life was taken from him by Akron, Ohio police. It was 8 police that shot over 90 bullets at this one black male, 25 years old, Jalen Walker. 60 bullets out of the 90 hit his body. How is that justified? One black male scare you that much? You see what I'm saying? Because, see, the police won't shoot when they should. Like when they should have been taken care of or taken up for those elementary school children and teachers who were unarmed with all those police out there armed, and y'all trained for this, but y'all didn't go into school till way later or whatever. Well, you're scared. But as soon as you see a black male pull us over, are you scared? You hate us because you're scared? 8 police shot over 90 bullets at this one black dude. And 60 bullets in his body. Father, I pray that you get justice out of this situation. You are still the God of justice. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father, on this earth, in America as well, as it is in heaven. Father, they want to mock you and say with liberty and justice for all, but we still believe you. We still have our faith in you, and we know that you are the God of justice regardless. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the parents, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, the friends, the everybody who was a part of his life and touched by it, and that you will look into it and don't let them stress. Give them peace. Give them comfort, Father. Let them know you love them. Let them even get closer to you through this, and let them go to fighting for justice with you, though. You bless them and with the right lawyers and everything else that they need. And not just them, but everybody else who's still suffering, Father, from this evil and this prejudice stuff that goes on in this world, and especially in America. You have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And I rebuke you, evil. We rebuke you, principalities. We rebuke you, powers. We rebuke you, spiritual wickedness and high places. We rebuke you, rulers of the darkness of this world, and Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Father, bring forth justice, bring forth Jesus, bring forth your kingdom like you have been doing. Continue to turn over, overturn this stuff, this wickedness, letting everybody know, every one of us know that you are still the Almighty and this is still your earth. In the name of Jesus, I pray, release your kingdom, your power, your anointing. Father, purify our faith and bring more of us into you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. During this issue of life segment. So, yeah, justice for Jalen Walker, the young male, the young black man, 25 years old, who was shot 60 times. Over 90 bullets fired at him. One black male now. 60 bullets hit his body. And then they want to say he had a gun, but then it says that he drove off and then got out of the car and started running. So how he shooting something? Because they said he was shooting from the outside. That's what they're saying now, trying to spin it. You know what I'm saying? Also said, it's also reported that he was driving away. After they stopped him, he started driving away and even jumped out the car and ran. So the man clearly was running for his life. And as a black male, I understand. Because, no, we don't trust you, police. None of y'all. Yeah, it's been a problem with black males and police. And y'all know that. Y'all put us as the target for whatever reason. But it ain't nothing changed. We know we the sons of God. This happened back in the Old Testament with Moses. It also happened in the New Testament with Jesus at his birth. And how the governors and the government, the kings at the time, want to kill the black boys, the Hebrew boys, the black males. Let the women live. That's what they told with Moses. Kill all the black boys. Yeah. Under what, it was 2 and under? Or 3 and under, something like that.
So it ain't nothing changed. And then they did it again with Jesus. Ain't nothing changed. But this time, God, he going to get his justice. He going to get his glory. Yeah. He always do anyway. So, yeah, man. I just want to read this for our encouragement next. So just listen. Let these words get into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit. These are not my words. I'm going to read from the word of God. And all you got to do is just listen and receive the blessing of the Lord. If you is, if you want to come on over here, come on. Yeah, God still got room in the kingdom for whosoever will, whoever wants to come in. So let me just read some words from the word of God, and then we're going to continue on. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless. Yeah, express your love. Bless the Lord. Express your love to the Lord. Yep. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything that's in me, bless his name. It ain't never good to curse God. It's always good to bless God. It's never good to curse God. It's always good to bless God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all his benefits. Yeah. Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. One of them is mercy before we look at these others. Yeah, one of them is mercy. That's a benefit. Bless the Lord. Express your love to the Lord from your soul and everything that's in you. Don't forget all his benefits now. He got some benefits for you, right? And then the next verse starts naming the benefit. It says, who forgives all your iniquities? That's a benefit. Who heals all your diseases? That's another benefit. Who redeems your life from destruction? He redeems your life from destruction. You got caught up in that pride stuff last month. You ain't got to go and be stuck in it this month. It's a new month. He'll redeem you. All you got to do is listen to him, people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you messed up last month. Okay. Now, he will redeem you. He will redeem you. All right? Who redeems your life from destruction. Pride comes before destruction. That's just how it goes. You want to be lifted up in pride last month? Destruction is waiting for you this month. Oh, whenever God's going to do it. But I remember they tried it last year, in 2021. This was my first time hearing about it. They tried it then, in 2021. And the next month, that's when we seen something fall. A building just fell out of nowhere in Florida. Just fell at that time. There's no coincidences. Things are planned, strategic as well. Mm-hmm. So God strategically plans things. Did he strategically plan that? Nope, but pride comes before destruction. That's how it is in his word. So he strategically spoke and planned his word out. That's right. So he redeems your life from destruction. Repent. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You ain't got to be old and broke up and caught up and aching and paining, because he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth, you ain't got to lose your youth. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. The eagles go through a whole renewing process. And that's why I believe the term bald eagle comes from, because the eagle plucks off all his wings during that renewal process. Yeah, because all the dirt and grime and everything that done got on it, you know what I'm saying? And then even breaks off the beak or what have you sometimes. Yeah, because it wasn't sharp. You know what I'm saying? It done got a little bit dull over the years. You know what I'm saying? Them claws. So God renews us just like the eagles. Just be for a process, a time being. After that eagle does that, I think it waits till it gets about 40 years old. And after it does that, it's ready. After that process, it's ready again with new feathers. Yeah, sharper beak, better eyesight and claws and everything. I don't know if the eyesight get better, but it's, he already can see real good. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, that renewal process. So God renews your youth. It says this is a benefit. Don't forget his benefits. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The next verse says, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He executes righteousness and judgment for all. Y'all see that? Y'all, it sounds kind of familiar, don't it? Kind of like that pledge we be seeing with that flag or used to say, but this is the word of God, and he does this. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment or justice for all. The Lord executes. The Lord going to give righteousness. He going to get righteousness and justice or judgment for all that are oppressed. Bring Jesus Christ to the scene. When you're standing up for justice, people, God loves justice. He's the God of justice, and he going to stand and fight with you. You got to invite him to the fight, though. Let me go on. I'm about to get justice. Thank you, you're going to this, what they call a justice system, and going to get justice, and these the same ones that's trained to kill us? No. But when you bring the Lord Jesus, the God, yeah, whose Father, the Jesus whose Father is the God of justice, bring him to the scene. We're going to get some justice, because this next verse, it says, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all. The Lord executes. Gonna put it into play. Gonna put it into action. Gonna get it. The Lord gonna get some action. He executes justice, or he executes righteousness and judgment. Judgment being justice for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses. Yeah, he proved himself to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Told you this Bible. All you gotta do is read it and believe it. Yeah, it's even for the unbelievers too. It talks about both of us, the believers and the unbelievers. Verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. So that's why because he's slow to anger, they think they can lift up in pride. Because he's slow to anger and he's plenteous in mercy, they think they can lift up in pride and homosexuality. But God, verse 8, the next verse, I'm sorry, I ain't even told y'all where I was reading it, but this is the issue of life part of the broadcast. I just want you to listen. We're going to get into the scriptures in a minute for the topic for the broadcast, all right? The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He won't keep his anger forever. He will not always chide. I don't know what chide means, but it got something to do with anger. He will not always chide, C-H-I-D-E. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins. Yeah, all of us. He has not dealt with us after our sins. See, God, he going to give you what you don't deserve. We don't deserve his love. We deserve his wrath. But he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. He hasn't rewarded us according to those. He's merciful. Show you love instead. All right? Verse 11 says, For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him, though. So great is his mercy toward them that fear him. If you fear God, you're not going to be lifted up in pride. If you fear God, you're going to be going against your wrongdoings. If you fear God, if you're reverencing God, if you're honoring God, the next verse says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He removed your transgressions far from you. You mean you chasing them down? You want to make it easier for you to get to you and do your transgressions? God removed our transgressions far from us. And thank you, Jesus. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. The Lord has mercy on those that fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We don't even remember we are dust. We think we something else. He knows our frame, though, even if we don't know it no more. He remembers that we are dust, even if we don't remember it anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Boy, this is getting fire. As for man, his days are as grass. As for humans, their days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. We just like a flower. Our life like a flower of the field, right? Which flourish in the spring. Mm-hmm. It don't flourish in the winter. It don't flourish in the summer. It ain't flourishing in the fall like that. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. That flower. The wind passes over it, and it is gone. Our days are just like that. That flower. As for man, his days are as grass. Don't forget, your days are as grass. Cut that grass and it blow away, right? As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. Look good. And the wind passes over it, and it is gone. Carry a flower away. Out of the ground, too. The wind will. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. That's what God wants. That's what he wants on us. That's what he wants us to receive. Yeah, that's what he wants to be known for. He don't want to be known for his wrath. He would rather be known for his mercy. Say that again. Holy Spirit, he don't want to be known for his wrath. He would rather be known for his mercy and his love. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, upon them that fear him. Come to Jesus. Yeah, you'll get that everlasting mercy upon them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children. So that's going to benefit your grandchildren. Going to bless you and your children and your grandchildren. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Not somebody who just saying it. Yeah, but if you remember his commandments and you do what he's telling you to do, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. That's why we be looking up at the heavens, the sky and stuff. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. His throne is in the heavens. He prepared it there. And his kingdom rules over all. That's why we always looking up. Because we got to know that his kingdom rules over this kingdom, this world, this manly realm here, this human realm. God's kingdom still reigns over this one. Yeah, in case we get it beside ourselves, you better look up and know that he already prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Express your love to him. Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. You listening unto the voice of his word. You hungering and thirsting for the word and for his righteousness. You getting into that word. You looking forward to it now. You making time for it. You taking time out of your busy schedule and sitting down and being disciplined in his word. Spend time with God. Bless you, the Lord. You his angels that excel in strength. If you want to excel in strength, put it into practice. That do his commandments, hearkening, listening unto the voice of his word. How you going to listen unto the voice of his word if you ain't never opening his word? Bless you, the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's right. I just read Psalms 103 in its entirety for you. And that was the Issues of Life part of the broadcast. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. It's hard. One of the concerns, one of the issues and the problems that we have down here is justice. But if you bring it to God and bring God to the fight, oh, he's going to bring you out to victory for real. You can have the best lawyer in the world. You know what I'm saying? And what is his name? Crump, he can't handle all the cases. And it's another little young one. He can't handle, but God, Jesus, he can handle all of our cases. And he's going to bring you out to victory in the name of Jesus. That's Psalm 103. Read that again in your own time. All right? When we come back from this praise break, we're going to get into the scriptures for today's topic. God says not even Noah, Daniel, or Job will be able to intercede for you. Hashtag, this is serious. This is how serious it is. You can go to Ezekiel chapter 14 right now and wait for me. Yeah. We'll be back after these messages. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Revolution. 15. Celebrate this life and the life that he gave us. Blessed still floater but a matrix. Never been makeshift, shift with the changes. God hold me down, personal trust is amazing. Saw it on the bright side, saw it through the dark side. In the bottom line is Christ died for your life. No matter the region, no matter the season, whatever the matter, it gon' work, just believe it. You better believe it. Lies of the mainstream, I could never follow those same dreams. Rapping about the same thing, never settle. Not looking no war, no metal. I go through it, go to the prayer, Christ moving. That's how we do it, praying for enemies and foes. And I know, you know, that's how love go. And this theory is a few souls. I had to warm up the spirit and the world is a too cold.
See, this is real and it won't stop. I don't need what I got. See, that's just me till time stops. And that's just me on Christ watch. See, this is real, I won't stop. I don't need what I got. And that's just me till time stops. That's just me on the right watch.
Middle of the city where bruh ride with me. Yeah, talking about God, I swear. Yeah, the rap thing cool, but I never be a fool. Never Christ to the powers of the air. Ain't Christ set free, never scared to be me. I'm talking about religion and tradition. What I'm on, ain't focused on the mission. Yeah, still pray for while we're waiting on the Lord. They tripping, tripping. Rapture all vivid. Life in the scripture, we never. To the people who require it, ask it, faith in the gospel, word that's true, seen the whole thing, my faith, not true, oh yeah,
see this is real, then it won't stop, I don't need what I got, that's just me till time stop, and that's just me on Christ watch, see this is real, I won't stop, I don't need what I got, and that's just me till time stop, and that's just me on Christ watch.
In my face, I'ma do what it takes, and that's live so simple, live in the temple, still get praised, though the devil gon' chase, whether pen or the pencil, know that God is with you, but this is for my people that dealing with the issue, they gon' get it off their back, cause Jesus like that, life is automatic, early morning with the track added, and much praise for many days I'm back at it, the sunny days, the family time, enjoy life, the Lord gives to you, you got one, you get it right, and you gon' make it through, even if you breaking down, he gon' pick you up, I know you battle with me now, celebration, and I ain't playing, but I'm cooling at the same time, baby. World crazy, and I ain't tripping out. With Christ blessed, wear pickle out. Get it all with faith.
See, this is real, then it won't stop. I don't need what I got. See, that's just me till time stop. And that's just me on Christ watch. See, this is real, I won't stop. I don't need what I got. And that's just me till time stop. And that's just me on Christ watch.
Yeah, examine the scriptures, we see in the picture, the underlying fact is we coming to the end. Step in the light ray with heavenly passion, we shaking the earth up, you better tell a friend. No scientific formula, so tell me, who different to the coroners? No life in the morgue, but I'm going with the Lord. In the meantime, in between time, I'll be sitting in a barracks and I'll sharpen up a sword. Continue for the faith, we'll be holding the title with Christ. No one can deliver the truth on the mic. Eternal life, spread the darkness, atonement, and fright. Cross Satan with the prayers, we holding it tight. Unified, go to war with the minions of Lucifer. Tell them about the Lord, deliver the truth. Whole armor when the enemy we try to be brave. Blue flames when I'm stepping inside of the booth. Save you from the word and give them the real. Seek Christ cause the fires of hell peel. That skin off, tell demon get off. Running with the Lord, never worship the dollar bill. The fear from the dead bones and cell phones. I'm a hypocrite, look at me, I sell those. So I minister and trust in the Holy Ghost. Wake them up in the world full of comatose. Overdose.
Somebody tell me what happened in the world is so tragic.
Fisher of men. Satan will make you a fisher of sin. Race bait worms, they hang on the end. Death and destruction, my Lord got a plan. Avenge all the blood that was spilled in the land for the reason to spreading the gospel at hand. Eternally infinite witness, unlimited wisdom, so limitless and holding the hand of the broken. Some are awoken, some understand. Some say they atheists, but they put faith in the theory designed by a man. Desolate teaching that's reaching the bottom of hell as quick as it spells. Certain disaster, what are you after? Look at this chapter, breaking the spells, beating over. Look at the cup and it all runneth over. Nah, it ain't over, setting the foe. Jesus got victory, making his history, anointed the flow. This ain't for show, serving the majesty. Pray for the blessings and nothing come magically. No lack of wishes and tragically. Put your faith inside the Lord, my power. Put my faith inside the Lord, the power.
Somebody tell me what happened in the world is so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened in the world is so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened in the world is so tragic.
Chapter 14, I told you to go ahead and go there and wait for me. I don't know if you did, but if not, join me now if you can. You're able to. Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter number 14. Ezekiel chapter 14. And during, since 2020, 2022 now, but since 2020 with the coronavirus and all this other stuff that's been happening, God has been leading me to be in Revelation, the book of Revelation, and in the book of Ezekiel throughout, you know, these times. So this is something that I've seen since 2020. He's been having me in Revelation and Ezekiel, you know what I'm saying? So back in Ezekiel now, and right now we're going to Ezekiel chapter 14, starting at verse 12. And it says, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sins against me, when the land sins against me, when the nations sin against me, when the countries sin against me, when the humans sin against me by trespassing grievously, breaking the law. A lot, yeah, by trespassing grievously without care, right? Then I will stretch out my hand upon it. Now, remember, this is the land did this first. What do? The land or the people, the nations, the countries, the humans, right? Sinned against God by trespassing grievously against him, breaking the rules, violating him. So, Son of Man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, then I will stretch out my hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread thereof and will send famine upon it and will cut off man and beast from it. So lack of resources, that's what famine is. Lack of food, lack of resources these days, right? Famine. That's happening these days too, right? Still, right? So God's word is living. It's alive. It's talking to us today, even though it was written back then in Ezekiel. Verse 14 says, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their, says the Lord God. So the land, if Noah, Job, and Daniel was in this land that been trespassed grievously, if they were in it, verse 14 says, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says the Lord God. So that means this is a grievous trespass. It's real bad. Acting real bad, a real bad violation that humans done did to God. That Noah, God pointed to call these names out. Noah, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was the only one, because God was about to tear the whole earth up, remember? All the humans, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is in Genesis, right? And God repopulated the humans on earth after the flood through Noah and his wife and his sons' wives and their sons and their wives or what have you, right? So that's Noah. And then Daniel would not stop praying, even when the consequences were very severe. He still wouldn't stop praying. Just like it's some people that, some pastors, who didn't close their doors, yeah, who doors of the church, some apostles, some prophets, some teachers and evangelists did not close the door to their churches or to the churches or the establishment, even though the government was saying so. See, some people get their faith from this Bible, for real. Daniel would not stop praying, and the king made a decree, don't pray to nobody but him. But Daniel would not stop praying, even though the consequences were very severe, meaning you're going to get thrown into the lion's den. And lions ain't got no compassion. They're going to be hungry. They're going to eat you, right? That was the plan. But not Daniel. God showed up for Daniel because Jesus is the Lord over lions, over the lion. That's right. Job also represented God very well. He went through. Job shows us how to stay faithful to God. And he shows you, you know, your human side too, but the pain that God allows to happen sometimes, right? But he showed you, he still was talking that Job was the one that was going through. Job lost all of his children at the same time. Some people get mad at God, they lose one child. And that might have been your only child, okay? But you don't get mad at God. Blame God. You took my child. No, we can't blame him. We don't understand, so we have to, it'd be hard. But we have to trust him. We have to go to him and know that he's, you know, he understands, he know what he's doing. But Job lost all of his children at the same time. All his money, all his servants except one, and then all the livestock and all, I mean, shoot. But he still said that, I know that my Redeemer lives. See, Job went through it, and still we get faith. Job is the one that said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the end he shall stand on the earth. While he's going through all this, after he lost all his children. You see what I'm saying? After he lost all his money. After his wife done said, curse God and die. So he lost his wife done turned on him. Talking about, you still hold on to your integrity and trust in God? Y'all got to read y'all Bible, man. But Job represented, went through it, and God still came through and came true in the end for Job and blessed him with more than he had the first time. Double it up. Daughters more, got more children, more beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Then everybody in the world, all the land. God bless him, came through. However, Daniel, Job, and Noah, back over here, Daniel, Job, and Noah, when Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14, though these three men, great as they were, great as they are, or were in this world, they should not, it says, they should live but their own souls by their righteousness, says the Lord, the God, bring his famine on the earth, one of his judgments, because of our grievous trespassing against him, hurting him, making him grieve. You got the nerve to be proud about it. See, you don't realize what you're doing to God, huh? You think what you're doing just affecting you, huh? Being lifted up in pride, humans? Being homosexual? You don't know, realize what you're doing to God, your creator, huh? It's just me, that's the way I live. Mm-hmm. And then the abortions too. My body, that's God's body. And you wouldn't be fighting. Maybe your mama and daddy, your mom and daddy should have aborted you. Then you and me up here talking about, let's fight for abortions. They go for Biden too. Yeah, your mom and daddy should have aborted you. The Bible says, don't have sex till you're married. Y'all want to come up with condoms and abortions and all kind of other stuff instead of doing what God says do. See, God loves us, yes, and we all know that, right? But we don't love God enough. This is what we don't know. Humans don't love God enough to do things his way. Humans don't love God enough to live up to his standards. Let's go ahead and keep it 100. Let's go ahead and be real. But so whosoever will, God gonna work with you. If you're willing to, come on over here. Because he'll have compassion on whom he have compassion. He'll have mercy on whom he have mercy on. Whoever you want to. Ezekiel chapter 14. Verse 15 says, if I cause noisome beast to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate. Y'all wonder why we living on the earth with all these wild animals and they ain't attacking us every day? It ain't because we live away from them, far away from them. Nah. It's because God got them like that. But God controls them too. You see what I'm saying? And lately I have been hearing about these goring folks and you know what I'm saying, people running at folks and a bear went in somebody's house and they had to fight them off. I think they say they use knives and stuff to get him out, but he in the house, a bear. So, listen to this. I cause noisome. It says, if I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man pass through because of the beasts, the animals, right? If God used animals, right? Though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord, they shall not deliver neither sons nor daughters. They couldn't save their sons. They couldn't save their daughters. Talking about Noah, Daniel, and Job. Even if these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered. But the land shall be desolate or destroyed. That's what desolate means. No life. Or if I bring a sword, that's war. We're experiencing all this right now, too. Written back then. Just want y'all to know. Just pointing it out. Or if I bring a sword, which is war, upon that land, and say, sword, go through the land so that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Animals or what have you, that's the famine. Started off with that. These are God's judgments now. And this is what's going on in the earth right now in 2022 as we speak. As I'm speaking, this is going on right now, too. We're experiencing famine. We're experiencing high costs of gas. I'm talking about gas super, super duper high. I thought it was high. We thought it was high years ago. Man, emo tripping now, right? So famine going on, lack of resources. Then you got the wild beast animals, okay, attacking. And then you got the sword, which is war. That's going on right now. We in Ezekiel chapter 14. Verse 18 says, though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 19 says, or if I send a pestilence, there it is. Somebody said, oh, there it is. The coronavirus, that coronavirus is a pestilence. that Omicron so strong or what have you that they dealing with, that they talking about now, it ain't went nowhere. It's just, I'm talking about defying their, what they call the vaccine. I'm talking about messing them up. So this is a pestilence, and you can't take a shot and get rid of a pestilence, which is a judgment from God. So verse 19, Ezekiel chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 19 says, or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, man and animals, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Verse 21 says, for thus says the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem. My four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, which is the sword and the famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence. That's four. The sword, which is war, the famine, lack of resources, the noisome beast, that's the animals attacking humans, and the pestilence, which is the coronavirus and whatever else God's going to release to cut off from it man and beast. Now, this is what God is doing. Yeah, these were outstanding humans, these three, Noah, Daniel, and Job. You may be an outstanding human too, because you get your faith from Noah, Daniel, and Job. Well, even better, from Jesus. You see what I'm saying? These are outstanding humans who stood for God in spite of. However, they can't save you from God's wrath, though. We can't save you. My faith can't save you. Your mama faith, your daddy faith can't save you. Brother, sister, auntie faith can't save you. You got to have faith in God for yourself. However, they can't save you from God's wrath. You need a savior. Jesus. The Christ is his name. So if they prayed for you, God wouldn't even listen to them, because you can read in Ezekiel. And it goes even further. Like, man, if these mugs pray, I ain't listening this time. Because people want to call on God when they get in trouble, and that's the only time they want to call on God. And God is a good God. He's holy. He is the God. The Almighty made us. He don't need us. He don't need our worship. And we sitting up here doing him like this, responding to him like he need us. No, it's necessary that you worship God. It's necessary that I worship and praise God. It's necessary. We the ones need to worship and praise God. That's what we were created to do by him. We were created by God, and we were created for God. Let's go to Revelation. I told y'all, I've been in Ezekiel and in Revelation, the whole books. I got done with Revelation. Well, I got the last two chapters. I didn't read those yet, you know what I'm saying, this time around, because I'm waiting until I finish Ezekiel, and then I'll read those last two. But right now, let's go to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18. We starting at verse 1. Revelation. That's the last book in the Bible. Chapter 18, starting at verse 1. All right, Revelation chapter 18, verse 1 says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. An angel? Yeah, not a devil or a demon, but this time it's an angel involved. He coming down from heaven, and he got great power. So after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. He's so bright, the earth lighted up with his glory. Verse 2. Revelation chapter 18 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, cried out loud, or said this loudly, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils. That's why she got to fall. Babylon, the world system, is fallen, because she has become the habitation of devils. This is where they produce devils at. Yeah, the habitation of devils. Producing more and more devils. So Babylon, say this with a great voice, Babylon the Great is falling, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. Got every foul spirit here producing devils, every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That's why Babylon got to go. Verse 3 says, for all the nations. This is another reason. All the nations. Number one, Babylon is the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It has become this. And it says, for all the nations. It will influence all nations, too, to be devilish. You see what I'm saying? All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth, that's the leaders of the earth, have committed fornication with her. Yeah, this is some spiritual activity going on, some spiritual fornication that they got going on, yep. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her and the merchants of the earth. That's why Biden up there pushing for abortion rights and all this stuff. That's why Obama made the White House put it in what they call it. All the nations have drunk up the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The Bible letting you know what they're doing. And the merchants of the earth, the merchants, the businesses of the earth, they are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. The merchants, the businesses of the earth are waxed rich. They done grew rich through the abundance of her delicacies, and she is filled with devils and every foul spirit and cage. And every hateful and unclean bird. Yeah, I'm trying to preach this thing like he giving it to me. You know what I'm talking about? Like he giving it to us. So they done got rich through her, through Babylon. And what is Babylon? What the angel say about Babylon? In verse 2, through Babylon, and Babylon is fallen because she has become the habitation of devils. She has become the hold of every foul spirit. She has become a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And she done affected all the nations with the wrath of her fornication and got the nations drunk. You ever wonder why it's so easy? Like, I'm talking about it's catered to humans for us to go against everything God says. Why is it so easy for us to do everything that God says? Why do we think it's fun to do what God says don't do? Why is it easy for us to go against everything that God says don't do? They're making it easy. That's Satan and the demons, man. The devils is telling you right here. Influencing all the nations. The kings of the earth, they ain't listening to God. They listening to the devils in Babylon. But Babylon is falling, just to let you know. The world system is crumbling if you want to know what's going on. Yeah. You can't rely on that anymore. Y'all got, I mean, they started sending you stimulus checks and they started sending you unemployment. Now they want that back. Yeah, they want that back, Charlie. We don't want it back. They inflate everything on you. And somebody told me that unemployment told them that they paid them too much, and now you got to pay that back. You've been on unemployment for a year. Now you got to pay, hey, we paid you too much. See what I'm saying? If you had been trusting God the whole time, or even if you trust him now, he'll turn it around for your good. He works all things out for the good of them that love him and those that are called according to his purpose. We in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 4 says, and I heard another voice from heaven. Not from hell, not from the earth. I heard another voice from heaven. So y'all, Satan didn't want you to remember that heaven gonna do some, got some activities that's gonna go on this earth too. And it's going on right now. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Yeah, separate. Come out of her. Yeah, be in the world or not of it. Come out of her. Yeah. My people. That you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Because pestilence, the sword, the famine, and the beast coming. And here goes some plagues to go with it too. Uh-oh. So come out of her, my people. That's the rapture signifier right there too. Yeah, get your heart. All you got to do, they don't want God. They don't want Jesus. They want the devil. So you come out, you receive Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 5 says, for her sins have reached unto heaven. She got God's attention, but she didn't get his attention with prayer. She didn't get his attention with repentance. She got his attention with her sins. Uh-oh. Shoot. What? Her sins have reached unto heaven from earth. Her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. So her sins and her iniquities are being remembered before God. Oh, my goodness. Verse 6 says, reward her double as she rewarded you. And double unto her, double according to her works. She want to push for rights to be wrong in a cup which she has filled to her double. Yeah, reward her double. She want to be lifted up in pride and in homosexuality. Reward her double. Yeah, Babylon. Yeah. Verse 7 says, how much she has glorified herself. Pride. Glorify yourself, huh? And live deliciously. You living so deliciously, huh? So much torment and sorrow give her, though. So give her torment and sorrow for all that glorifying herself and deliciously living. And making the nations drunk with the wine of her fornication. Yeah. Don't give her as much torment and sorrow. Give her, for she says in her heart, she arrogant in her heart. She's prideful in her heart. She's thinking about herself. She's saying this about herself. And if this is your mentality, it goes for you too. I sit a queen or king. Yeah, but we're talking about Babylon right now. I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. How you a queen without a king? How are you a queen without a king? Huh? King first. Queen, that's the wife. Then the princes and the princesses. Princesses and princes, right? I sit a queen and am no widow. I'm not a widow. I'm a queen. I ain't no widow. Your husband must be dead, shall it? I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Verse 8 says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death coming in one day. Mourning coming in one day. Yes, sad, crying. And famine. There it is again. Famine in one day. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord. Not weak. Strong is the Lord, the Almighty. Strong is the Lord God who judges her. Babylon, in the way that the world going, you want to push rights to be wrong instead of repent. Yeah, strong is the Lord. Is strong is the Lord that's against you. Yeah, this is the warning. Repent now. Go to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. We doing real good. We're going to be in Revelation and we're going to end back in Ezekiel. So we doing good, man. Revelation chapter 19. Go to verse 11. Revelation chapter 19. Starting with verse 11, it says, and I saw heaven opened. Yeah, not hell opened. Not the earth. But I saw heaven opened. And behold, a white horse. So a white horse. Look, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. The one who's sitting on this white horse right here, he's called faithful and true. And in righteousness, he does judge and makes war. So this goes to show you Jesus is a warrior right here. He ain't no punk. In righteousness, he does judge and he does what else? He makes war as well. In righteousness, he does judge. He gets justice, and he makes war. Verse 12 says, his eyes were as a flame of fire. Got your attention yet? And on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And that's the name Jesus, because nobody knows the name Jesus except he himself and those he revealed it to. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Yeah, that's why they're still trying to reject the name Jesus, and we receive it. You see what I'm saying? And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, the blood of Jesus, and his name is called the Word of God. Put an S in front of the word. His name is called the Sword of God. Take this Bible and kill Satan. I'm talking about thrust him through with it, the sharp part, chop his head up and body up and everything else you got to do with the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. The Sword of God. The Sword of God is Jesus. We in Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven, that's us, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Yeah, warriors in God's army. Yeah. and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. This word is a sharp sword. That's why Satan trying to get them wicked folks to get rid of it. Nope, it ain't going nowhere till the Holy Spirit is removed. Yeah, when God take his spirit off the earth, then. But right until then, man, please. All right, so out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations. He's going to hit the nations with the sharp sword. Yeah, chop them up, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. That's why Satan get out the way when Jesus come. Yeah, because Satan ain't got nothing on Jesus. God is the Almighty. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is the Lord. Boy, y'all better watch it. Little verse we're in Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, says, and he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is who the kings should be looking to for their direction. This is who the lords should be looking to for their direction. This is who the presidents and all them political figures and governors and everybody else, teachers and everybody else, who all of us should be looking to. Yeah, he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. All right, verse 17, Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 says, and I saw an angel standing in the sun. What? Standing in the sun. Ain't being burnt up by it. Humans will get burnt up by it. We can't even look at that mug. You'd be blind for a few if you try to do that mug. You look at that mug directly without shade or anything. I'm talking about even with the shade. You look off, you ain't going to be able to see for a little minute. I'm telling you, don't look at the sun. That ain't a good idea. Don't look at the S-U-N. You know what I'm talking about? But this angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls, all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, all the birds. Uh-oh, what they going to eat? Verse 18, Revelation chapter 19. Verse 18 says, that you may eat the flesh of kings, talking to the birds. You're going to eat the flesh of kings? Because the kings didn't want to listen to the King of Kings. And it says that you're going to eat the flesh of captains? They should have listened to the King of Kings. And the flesh of mighty men who want to run this world without the King of Kings. And the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them. And the flesh of all men, the flesh of who? The flesh of all humans. The birds going to eat the flesh of all humans, both free and bond, both small and great. Verse 19 says, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him. This is why the flesh going to eat, why the birds going to eat up your flesh, because you're making war against him that sat on the horse and against his army, which is God Almighty's army and Jesus, his son. You see what I'm saying? So God ain't playing with you. Yeah, the wrath of God ain't playing with you. You want to make war against him that sat on a horse and against his army. Yeah, those that got faith in him. Verse 20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that worked miracles, because y'all think they're going to help y'all. So the first thing God going to do is take the beast and the false prophet out the way, all right, that worked miracles before him, with which he deceived, working miracles, to trick them that he received, trick them that received the mark of the beast. He deceived them that had received the mark of the beast instead of the mark of God. It's two marks. You want the mark of the beast or you want the mark of God. They got you ready with the mask of the beast. Put a mask on. That ain't help nothing. Yeah, stop the spread. They're still here. How all that? Social distance, stop the spread. What? It's still here. Still spreading, ain't it? And beating down y'all shots, which y'all call vaccines that ain't working. So verse 20, let me read that again. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. And the beast was taken. Yeah, the world system, the beast, going to be taken. And with him, the false prophet, the Antichrist, that worked the miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that had worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Yeah, the one you got your hope in instead of Jesus. The beast, the world system, and the false prophet who's working it, Antichrist. going to get thrown into the lake of fire. Verse 21 says, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. Yeah, because he's going to take the beast and the false prophet out, because they think they think the false prophet and the beast got their back, right? Then look at verse 19. Go back to verse 19, Revelation 19. Verse 19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together. So they standing with the beast. You know what I'm saying? So the beast and the false prophet going to get taken out of the way while they making war against him that sat on the throne, not realizing he's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He's the warrior of warriors. Yeah. His wrath is the wrath of all wrath as well. So they got cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, the beast and the false prophet. Verse 21 says, and the remnant, the rest of them people, were slain with the sword of him. Yeah, sharp sword coming out of his mouth. They're going to be slain with it. Slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, and with the sword, which sword proceeds out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. All the fowls, all the birds filled with their flesh. God is the God of justice. He going to get some liberty and justice for him. How about that? Revelation chapter 20. Got 15 minutes left on the live broadcast. That's more than enough time to get through this. Revelation chapter 20 verse 1 says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven. Here go another angel. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2 says, and he laid hold on the dragon. Yeah, this angel grabbed the dragon, locking the devil up. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So the angel got a chain in his hand, and he wrapped the devil up with it. Yeah, for 1,000 years. And verse 3 says he cast him into the bottomless pit as well. So he wrapped up with a chain, and he threw him into the bottomless pit. Golly. He must got a chain long enough so he can hang right there, just, you know, not going to let him keep falling forever yet. So he got a chain, a big old chain in his hand, this angel, and he done put the chain on the dragon. Yeah, the devil, Satan. Yeah. The angel put the chain on him and wrapped him up, bound him 1,000 years. Verse 3 says, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Yeah, shut up, Satan. Somebody say, shut up, Satan. Yes, sir. Yeah, shut up, Satan. Shut Satan up. I'm talking about not just his mouth, but shut him up in prison, his whole self, and set a seal upon it. Set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. But right now, could this be what's going on while all these things are getting turned around in the world? See, the word says the first shall be last, and the last shall be first, and God been doing it. Now, shut up, Satan. He cast Satan into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed again. What's really going on here? Go to verse 7. It says, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. Got everything to do with Russia, because in the NIV, when you look at Gog and Magog in Ezekiel, I believe, it says the Prince of Rosh, R-O-S-H, Prince of Rosh. And John Hagin is the one who I heard put this together real good like this and helped me connect to the Holy Spirit through him. I say that. Yeah, John Hagin. And it says, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, Russia, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So it's many, many, lot of them. Big old army, right? Gog and Magog, right? All right, verse 9, Revelation chapter 20 says, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints. They surrounded the camp of the saints. They marched around the camp of the saints, right? In the beloved city. And fire came down from God. Do what? Fire came down from who? God. Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Yeah, you get too far out of hand, then God going to reach his hand in this thing, which he's doing now. Verse 10 says, and the devil that deceived them. Yeah, he's deceiving you. He's tricking you if you think right is wrong, and if you think you being wrong is right. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Who else was over there? We just read, who else was over there? The beast and the false prophet. Verse 10, Revelation 20. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented. The devil is going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. After the 1,000 years, he's going to be shut up. And then he's going to get thrown into the lake of fire and be down there forever and ever. So when the devil's trying to mess with you, remind him. Yeah, go to hell, Satan. Go to that bottomless pit. Yeah, with that chain. That angel's going to lock you up, wrap you up in that chain and shut you up. You know what I'm talking about? Go to that bottomless pit and remind him that that lake of fire waiting on him. And he's going to be tormented. Remind him he's going to be tormented there day and night forever and ever. Verse 10. Yep, Revelation 20 and 10. Let me read it again in case the devil out here listening. And the devil that deceived them, tricking the world, right? The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. If he gets thrown there, where y'all think y'all going to go? The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Day and night, forever and ever, no relief. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 11 says, and I saw a great white throne of, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Yeah, earth going to be gone out the way. The heaven going to be gone out the way, because right now we can't see heaven because the sky blocking it. The heavens is blocking it. Yeah. So the heaven fled away. The earth fled away from his face. And I saw, I'm talking about, it says there was found no place for them. So heaven going to be moved. The earth going to be moved, right? We're going to be standing before God, all of us. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, because there's a lot of books out here, and there's a lot of books that people reading and being influenced by, and taking that, what those books are saying that's written by man, and looking over the book that it's talking about next. All right? So I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened. Who gonna read that one? And another book was opened, which is the book of life. That's the Bible, the word of God. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Since you want to read those books, and I believe this philosopher, and I live like this, as long as I do this, so you're going to be judged out of those same books. Them things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead. What? Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Because everybody got to face God. Everybody got to face Jesus. And they were judged. Every man got to be judged. They were judged, every human, according to their works. You're going to be judged according to what you have done, not what they've done to you. You're going to be judged according to your works. Verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Go back. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. And death itself and hell itself, so hell ain't the end either, were cast into the lake of fire. Hold on, go back again. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How do you get your name written in the book of life? Give your life to Jesus now. Yes. Start living for God now. Stop living your own way. Revelation chapter 21. which is the wrong way. Yeah, stop living your own way, which is the wrong way. Wrong way. Revelation chapter 21, God's still trying to save you. Yeah, before he kill you. Yeah, he'd rather save you. He'd rather give you his love, which you don't deserve. Revelation chapter 21. Yeah, your own decision is going to get you killed. Your own decision is going to kill yourself, kill your life. Because Jesus is the life, God offering it to you. You're rejecting Jesus? All right. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5 says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." This is Jesus sitting on the throne. What he doing? I make all things new. He'll make your life new right now, everything in it too. "And he said unto me, Write." Yeah, write this down. "For these words are true and faithful. I make all things new." N-E-W, never ending world. How about that? "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end." That's what you need. He is the beginning. He is the end. "I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely." You thirsty? Come over here and drink of this fountain of the water of life freely. Yeah, they're going to offer you a lot of stuff, and it's going to make you worse, and it's going to take all your money. But if you come over here, if you're thirsty, you need to know where to go, you're desiring something, craving the truth real bad, come over here and get of this, drink of this fountain of the water of life freely. As much as you want to. This buffet over here don't run out. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't just got water either, but it's the water of life, though. We'll start right there. You got bread of the bread of heaven, too. Verse 7, Revelation chapter 21. Verse 7 says, "He that overcomes, or she that overcomes, whoever overcomes shall inherit all things." You ain't got to stay over there. I know they just lifted up in pride. You ain't got to stay over there. You know it was wrong. Come to Jesus. "He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." God, he the one want a relationship with you. God is the one that wants a relationship with your sin blocking it, blocking the benefits of God. Come to Jesus. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. "He that overcomes," whoever overcomes, come to Jesus. Come on. Come on over. "He that overcomes," he that comes over, "shall inherit all things." Yeah, to the right side. Come over to the right side. "He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's what God got for you. Y'all going to be close just like that. He's going to be your God, and you're going to be his child, his son, his daughter. Verse 8 says, "But the fearful," God didn't give us the spirit of fear, "but those that's full of fear, the fearful and unbelieving," "and the abominable," going against God's nature, "and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers," all that magic and stuff too, yep, psychics, yep. And what is them signs? Them birthday signs and all that? "And sorceries and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yeah, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Since y'all want to be over here and reproduce devils and demons and unclean and hateful stuff coming at you. Producing evil, huh? And reproducing it. You better come to Jesus. All right, Ezekiel chapter 18. Got two places and got 2 minutes. Go back to Ezekiel. We're going to end it over here. Ezekiel chapter 18. Verse 23, and then Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11, they're pretty much saying the same thing, alright? But you got to know this before we end this broadcast, and that's what you got to do. You got to listen to the whole thing. Ezekiel chapter 18, stop hearing one part and just cut it off. You got to hear the whole thing. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 23 says, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?" Does it bring me any pleasure? Does it bring God any pleasure that the wicked should die? says the Lord God? Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? That's what will bring God pleasure. If the wicked turn from his ways, return from his ways and live. That's Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. God ain't got, he don't take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. The whole time, he wants the wicked to repent. And that will bring him pleasure. So it don't bring him pleasure that he got to, you know, judge the wicked. But rather that the wicked will return from his way. Go to Ezekiel chapter 33. You know, turn from his way and live. God wants you to turn from being evil and live. Because if you continue to be evil, you're not going to be able to live. If you continue to be evil, you're not going to live. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. You turn. Turn you from your evil ways. Yeah, you turn. Make a U-turn. Turn you. You turn yourself. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to die, O house of Israel? You know, we all belong to God. You better acknowledge him. You know what I said? Do you humans want God's wrath? Do you want to die? You want God to pour his wrath out on you? Well, if you don't, you got to turn, though. You got to make a U-turn with your life. Turn yourself around to Jesus, to the right way. Turn from your evil ways. Start doing right. So, as I live, says the Lord, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. You turn. Yeah, you turn from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Why you want to die? Keep being wicked. You're going to have to die. This has been when hip-hop meets the Christ. Come to Jesus. That's what this is about. We'll get at you next time when hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you listening.
Chapter 2. I just picked up the pen and started to write. I got to keep living and let my light shine real bright. I stepped out just walking by faith. Guess I got to keep going like that until the end of my race. My Father is with me every step of the way. So why worry or panic when all I gotta do is pray? Help me, Jesus, cause it gets rough sometimes. Right now I'm making this pen scream through these lines. I appreciate the hope you give us in a hopeless situation, because you can pick up the remote and change the station. Change our life just like changing the TV. You are so good and wonderful, G-O-D. You are the one who has brought me this far. Just keep me preserved like substance in a jar. Chapter number 5. My God and my Father. I love you so much, my Father. Why not? You knew me even before I was a toddler. Thank you for interrupting my life about 12 years ago. It was at a time when I was just chasing women and dope. If you hadn't intervened, there's no telling where I would be. I really am glad and thankful that you cared that much about me. You created the whole world for all of us. Now I must question, is it money or really in God that we trust? The world system doesn't care about justice, too busy trying to uphold man-made laws. I'm not just talking, but I'm telling you what I see and I saw. Thank you, Father, for not letting this world be my home. I'll surely be more than happy when I'm gone. Then I'll return after you purify this earth with your fire. Please, Lord Jesus, grab me and take me higher. I love you, my God and my Father.
I'm not afraid. this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.